Okay, gentlemen, let's just continue very briefly in Hilchos Talmud Torah for a minute. So you're supposed to have Melamde Tinokos in every city, etc. We explained based on that Gemara in Baba Basra. If you don't establish a yeshiva, the city gets put in Cherem or the city gets destroyed. And the Rambam writes the last line, again, and this comes from a Gemara in Shabbos, that the world exists because of Hevel Pihem, is like literally the air from the mouth of Tinokos Shel Beis Rabban. So I was, you know, the connection of seeing this Rambam together with learning the sugyas of Chanukah in Shabbos, I think is azoy. If you remember, there was a machlokes where they pass in kafsa zakukla, kafsa eino zakukla, right? And the Gemara says that so-and-so said it over in the name of so-and-so, they didn't accept him. They said it over in the name of so-and-so else, they did accept the halakha. And the Gemara says that he like was beating himself up because nafgamino la girsa di yankasa. Girsa di yankasa. There's a certain value in the Torah that we learn in our youth. So Rashi learns girsa di yankasa means that stuff that I learned in my youth impacts on me more. I'll remember it better, right? And we tzushteld the Mishnah in Avos, that Torah that you're learning in your youth is like you're imprinting on the blank slate, and it's going to be very clear and clean. It's going to be gevaldic. But the Torah that you learn older is like you're writing on top of a paper that's erased, right? That's the Mishnah in Avos. Again, as I was thinking about this Rambam that we just did, I thought maybe that there's a different pshat in Girsa di Yankasa. Maybe the idea is of Girsa di Yankasa is that that's what keeps the world going. The little kids in yeshiva, in the cheder, when they say the Bereshis Baruch Elokim and they chant it, whatever, the Hevel Piyam Shel Tinaikos Shel Beis Rabban keeps the world going, and maybe that's the pshat in why he wanted it to be Girsa di Yankasa. Maybe. Next Rambam. Perek Beis Halacha Beis. Mechnisan Tinokas Islamate, Kiben Sheish, Kiben Sheva. You bring the kids in to learn when they're 6 or 7. Lefikayach HaBein, Ubinyan Gufo. Pachos Ben Sheish, Ein Mechnisan Oso. You bring the kid in, age of 6 or 7, if he's a stronger kid at 6, a weaker kid at 7, don't bring a kid in to the cheder, to the yeshiva, before the age of 6. So the Hagos Maimonios jumps up and down and spits wooden nickels. And he says, what do you mean? Rambam, you're against the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells me, Ben Chamesh Lemikra, no? That you're 5. How come the Rambam writes 6 or 7? The halacha is, at age 5, you bring them in to yeshiva. So the Hagos Maimoni answers that at age 5, the father starts teaching him. But at age 6 or 7, then the yeshiva is open to the kid. That's the way the Hagos Maimoni answers. The Hagos Maimoni gives a second answer. He writes that maybe if the kid is mamish, completely healthy, then age 5. A middle healthy kid, age 6. A super weak kid, age 7. That's the second answer of the Hagos Maimoni. Yes, sir?
Don't we not follow that Mishnah at all nowadays?
So do we hold that Mishnah at all nowadays? Yeah, so this is like a real problem, no? Again, I think we spoke when we were learning Parak Aleph, about that our Talmud Torah system, the way we learn, is not really based on Hilchos Talmud Torah, and that's somewhat problematic, because we learn Iyun, we said too much, instead of the Kiyas, right? Remember that? We spoke about those details at some length. That's what we spoke about in the Rambam Paragraph Halacha Yud Beis about Yashna Shodam Shnosav. But the pashtus is that we don't do it right. We don't spend enough time on just learning Chumash. No, my son's in third grade. So yesterday I had parent-teachers conferences. And I like his Rebbe very much. He's like, Mamash, a great guy. He's really working hard. And he was asking all of the parents, should we start Mishnayos with the kids? Third grade. Seems to me that's not proper, no? You're better off delaying Limud of Mishnayos. It should be Bein Chomesh Lemikra, Bein Ben Eser Lemishnah, no? That means you should have 5 years of learning Chumash before you turn to Mishnah. So if you start Chumash in first grade, so that means you shouldn't start Mishnah until sixth grade. No? Wouldn't that make sense? I think we'd be better off if we followed the advice in the Mishnah. But like what we mentioned from the Gemara Erev and Daf Yotes, Yad'i Rabbonon Lahamilso V'Avriyala, Chazal give us many rules about how to learn Torah, and it's kind of amazing. No, you would think that the one area of halacha that we'd actually listen to the rabbis, because if you're a rabbi, probably you got it right. No? Do you think the one area of halacha we listen to the rabbis? Zuck the Gwan Erevin, Yad Irabunon Mahamilsa V'Avriela. Yeah, that they know it and they're over. Vayter in the Rambam. The Rambam writes, I remember as a kid, when I was in elementary school, so in the principal's office, there was this thing called the Board of Education. The Board of Education was like a stick that you would paddle the kid with, in theory, if the kid wasn't learning, no? If you're Board of Education, you get hit with the Board of Education. Are you allowed to hit your Talmidim? So Rambam writes, the Rebbe is allowed to hit the Talmidim, Lahato Alehem Ema, to scare them into learning. You don't hit them in an adversarial way, Makas Achzori, in a mean way. Don't hit them with sticks. Hit them with a Ritsua Kitana. Hit them with like a tiny little shoelace. That's the way you should hit the Talmidim. Not with sticks, but with a shoelace. The Rambam writes in Perek Dalet that a Rebbe, when you see the Talmidim not learning, so if the Talmid is not learning because he's lazy, he's not applying himself enough, so then the Rebbe is supposed to admonish the student. The Rebbe is supposed to give him verbal mussar. As the Rambam Perek Dalet doesn't speak about corporal punishment, but rather the Rambam speaks about admonishing, using words to get the Talmid to learn. What's the difference? So I saw, I think Rav Nachum Rabinowitz has in his Yad Shuta, that maybe this is the pshat. Maybe the pshat is that the Rambam over here is talking about very little kids. For very little kids, so if they're not learning, you have to hit them. Older people have a more developed sense of shame, so if they're not learning, then you can admonish them. That's the way he understands it. Then he quotes a really interesting Medrash. The Medrash writes, if you remember, there are two episodes of Moshe Rabbeinu and the rock in the Chumash, no? One episode is in Parshas Beshalach, where Moshe Rabbeinu hits the rock and there's no problem. Then in Parshas Chukas, Moshe Rabbeinu hits the rock. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? Yan lo hemantem bi lahakdisheni, right? Lachin lo taviyata. Right, therefore, because you didn't create a Kiddush Hashem, because you didn't speak to the rock, instead you hit the rock, so therefore you're not going to bring Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. Told them before Hashem, but bothered by the Kasha, how come the how come Moshe Rabbeinu gets punished for hitting the rock in Parashas Chukas, but in Parashas B'Shalach, hitting the rock is just fine? So there's a number of mahalchim that are given, but the basic mahalach breaks down to the fact that you have to know every generation has different ways of teaching it. And the first generation, Moshe Rabbeinu was told hitting it is proper. The next generation, Moshe should have listened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that speaking to it is the way to go. It's a different door, a different approach. But the Medrash builds on the idea that we were saying a minute ago. In Parshas B'Shalach, Klal Yisrael is younger. Younger, you hit him. But when you get older, v'dibartim el haselah, you speak to the rock, you don't hit it. The rock, like Klal Yisrael, matures over time. No? That might be the pshat. That's what the Medrash said. Ben, you have a comment?
Does Moshe say his mother, or does he say mitzvah?
I closed the Rambam too soon. So the Rambam writes, it doesn't sound like it's a mitzvah. It sounds like I mean, the Rambam doesn't really clarify. The Rambam just writes, Maka Oysan Hamalameh Lahat Alehen Ema. Does that mean he can be Maka them? You're discussing the Gemara in Makos, right? That's what you're thinking of, as to whether it's a mitzvah or not. It seems to me like the Rambam is not taking a stand on that issue here in Hilkos Talmud Torah. That's what I would say.
Why we haven't been hit yet.
What?
Ben's wondering why we haven't been hit yet.
Because you're all learning. You're learning well, so why do we have to hit? Okay.